Welcome to the Faith Comes From Hearing podcast. This podcast will be a sharing of part of my morning routine as I prepare for the day with the Word of God. We will be partaking of Puritan prayers from the Valley of Vision, each day's morning devotional from Charles Haddon Spurgeon's Morning and Evening, and we'll be reading from the Legacy Standard Bible, which is the newest and, I believe, the most accurate translation of the Word of God. We will be following a Bible reading calendar that provides for reading the whole Bible in a year that was created by Minister Robert Murray McShane for his congregation back in 1842, and that has been a part of my daily reading for over 6 years now. Good morning and welcome to the Saturday, December 2nd episode of the Faith Comes From Hearing podcast. I am Wayne Floyd, your host. The Faith Comes From Hearing podcast is a humble member of the Christian podcast community. You can find us over at christianpodcastcommunity.org. A lot of great listening over there, over 60 well-curated podcasts, wide variety of topic areas, all approached from a biblical worldview. My brothers and sisters in Christ doing great work over there for the kingdom. I would definitely encourage you to go over there. I will guarantee you're going to find something to listen that you want to listen to. And there's a real probability you'll find more over there to listen to than you actually have time to listen to it in. And I say that from experience because that's exactly what happened to me. I've not yet been able to figure out a way to listen to all the things over there I want to listen to. So again, I would encourage you to go on over there. I want to continue to point you at the next to last link in our show notes. It is for the Vail Valley Baptist Church Give Send Go campaign. We're striving to rapidly pay off our mortgage so we can commence establishment of a Christian classic education-based school to provide a trustworthy alternative here within our community. Go ahead and click on the link. Pastor Jay has provided a very thorough description of what we're trying to do, where we're trying to go with everything. And then we would ask three things of you. We'd ask you to pray for us. We'd ask you to prayerfully consider giving to us, and we'd ask you to pass the link along so that others can do the same. I also want to remind you that, obviously with it being the weekend, we would encourage you and implore you to go worship with the saints if you're physically able to go find a solid church if you don't have one already and worship with the saints. However, if you are physically unable, we would love to have you join us on social media. We live stream on Facebook at Vail Valley Baptist Church and on Twitter or X or Twixter or whatever you want to call it at VVB Church. Again, we'd love to have you join us there. If you can't physically worship with the saints, of course, we would encourage you to do so. And we would love to have you join us. You would be an answer to prayer if you joined us. We stream at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So on Sunday, so we would love to have you join us. Let's see what else we have to say. Oh, I do want to apologize. Sorry, this is coming out so late today. We were over at my son and daughter-in-law's and with my grandson, and we were watching Christmas movies and stuff last night. So got kind of late getting home, and I was very sleepy, was falling asleep. And by the time I woke up to go to bed, it was too late to record. And honestly, this morning, for the first time in many, many, many months, I actually got to sleep in. I mean, I ended up having to get up and come downstairs with the dogs, but then I was able to fall back asleep in my recliner. So I actually got a decent amount of sleep this morning or this evening. So very, very, very grateful for that. But I did want to make sure and get this out for you. So we're going to go ahead with it being a Saturday. We're going to just do our reading of the scriptures and our morning and evening devotions and prayers and stuff. So with that being said, let's go ahead and open up with the seventh day morning prayer. It's called God's Good Pleasure. Let's pray. Sovereign Lord, thy will is supreme in heaven and earth, and all beings are creatures of thy power. Thou art the father of our spirits. Thy inspiration gives us understanding. Thy providence governs our lives. But O God, we are sinners in thy sight. Thou hast judged us so, and if we deny it, we make thee a liar. Yet in Christ thou art reconciled to thy rebellious subjects. Give us the ear of faith to hear him, the eye of faith to see him, the hand of faith to receive him, the appetite of faith to feed upon him, that we might find in him light, riches, honor, eternal life. Thou art the inviting one, may we hearken to thee, the almighty instructor, teach us to live to thee, the light dweller, inaccessible to man and angels, hiding thyself behind the elements of creation, but known to us in Jesus. Possess our minds with the grandeur of thy perfection. Thy love to us in Jesus is firm and changeless. Nothing can separate us from it, and in the enjoyment of it nothing can make us miserable. Preserve us from hypocrisy and formality in religion. Enable us to remember what thou art and what we are. to recall thy holiness and our unworthiness. Help us to approach thee clothed with humility, for vanity, forwardness, insensibility, disorderly affection, backwardness to duty, proneness to evil are in our hearts. Let us never forget thy patience, wisdom, power, faithfulness, care, and never cease to respond to thy invitations. Amen. All right, in our morning devotion from Spurgeon's Morning and Evening for December 2nd, and hey, we are into December. We're closing in on Christmas. I'm sure it's getting crazy for all of you. But our morning devotion comes from Song of Solomon, or Song of Songs, as I prefer to call it, 4 verse 7. Thou art all fair, my love. The Lord's admiration of his church is very wonderful, and his description of her beauty is very glowing. She is not merely fair, but all fair. He views her in himself, washed in his sin-atoning blood, and clothed in his meritorious righteousness, and he considers her to be full of comeliness and beauty. No wonder that such is the case, since it is but his own perfect excellency that he admires, for the holiness, glory, and perfection of his church are his own glorious garments on the back of his own well-beloved spouse. She is not simply pure or well-proportioned, she is positively lovely and fair. She has actual merit. Her deformities of sin are removed. But more, she has, through her Lord, obtained a meritorious righteousness by which an actual beauty is conferred upon her. Believers have a positive righteousness given to them when they become accepted in the Beloved, Ephesians 1:6. Nor is the church barely lovely, she is superlatively so. Her Lord styles her, "Thou fairest among women." She has a real worth and excellence which cannot be rivaled by all the nobility and royalty of the world. If Jesus could exchange his elect bride for all the queens and empresses of earth, or even for the angels in heaven, he would not, for he puts on her first and foremost, fairest among women. Like the moon, she far outshines the stars. Nor is this an opinion which he is ashamed of, for he invites all men to hear it. He sets a behold before it, a special note of exclamation, inviting and arresting attention. Behold, thou art fair, my love. Behold, thou art fair. Song of Songs, 4:1. His opinion he publishes abroad even now, and one day from the throne of his glory he will avow the truth of it before the assembled universe. Come ye blessed of my Father. Matthew 25:34, will be his solemn affirmation of the loveliness of his elect. All right. So our reading for the day, we're going to dive in hardcore into Daniel here. And I'm sorry, again, I'm sorry we didn't do the reading yesterday. I hope you did it on your own. So we're not backing up to that. So the reading for Saturday, December 2nd, let's see, we're doing Daniel from the beginning of Daniel 9 all the way through Daniel 11, verse 1. We're doing from 1 John 2, verse 18 through 1 John 3, verse 6. We're doing Psalm 121 and then Proverbs 28, verses 27 and 28, which are the last two verses of Proverbs 28. So give me a second. I want a little sip of coffee here. Needless to say, I haven't been speaking much, so I'm doing that to make sure that my voice hangs in here. All right, so starting in Daniel 9. In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, from the seed of the Medes, who was made king over the kingdom of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, discerned in the books the number of the years concerning which the word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah the prophet for the fulfillment of the laying waste of Jerusalem, namely 70 years. So I gave my face to the Lord to seek him by prayer and supplication with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. And I prayed to Yahweh my God and confessed and said, "Alas, O Lord, the great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant and loving kindness for those who love him and keep his commandments. We have sinned and committed iniquity and acted wickedly and rebelled, even turning aside from your commandments and judgments. Moreover, we have not listened to your slaves, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings, our princes, our fathers, and all the people of the land. To you, O Lord, belongs righteousness, but to us open shame, as it is this day to the men of Judah, the inhabitants of Jerusalem and all Israel, those who are nearby and those who are far away, and all the countries to which you have banished them because of their unfaithful deeds which they have committed against you. O Yahweh, to us belongs open shame, to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, because we have sinned against you. To the Lord our God belong compassion and forgiveness, for we have rebelled against him. Nor have we listened to the voice of Yahweh our God, to walk in his laws, which he put before us through his slaves the prophets. Indeed, all Israel has trespassed against your law, even turning aside, not listening to your voice. So the curse has been poured out on us, along with the oath which is written in the law of Moses, the servant of God. For we have sinned against him. Thus he has established his words which he had spoken against us, and against our judges who judged us, to bring on us great calamity. For under the whole heaven there has not been done anything like what was done to Jerusalem. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this calamity has come on us, yet we have not entreated the favor of Yahweh our God by turning from our iniquity and acting wisely in your truth. Therefore Yahweh has watched over the calamity and brought it on us, for Yahweh our God is righteous with respect to all his deeds, which he has done, but we have not listened to his voice. So now, O Lord our God, who have brought your people out of the land of Egypt with a strong hand and have made a name for yourself, as it is this day we have sinned, we have acted wickedly. O Lord, in accordance with all your righteousness, let now your anger and your wrath turn away from your city Jerusalem, your holy mountain. For because of our sins and the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and your people have become a reproach to all those around us. So now, our God, listen to the prayer of your slave and to his supplication, and for your sake, O Lord, let your face shine on your desolate sanctuary. O my God, incline your ear and listen. Open your eyes and see our desolation and the city which is called by your name. For we are not presenting our supplications before you on account of any righteousness of our own, but on account of your abundant compassion. O Lord, listen. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, give heed and take action for your own sake. O my God, do not delay, because your city and your people are called by your name. Now while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel and presenting my supplication before Yahweh my God in behalf of the holy mountain of my God, and while I was still speaking in prayer, then the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision previously, touched me in my extreme weariness about the time of the evening offering. Then he made me understand and spoke with me and said, O Daniel, I have now come forth to give you insight with understanding. At the beginning of your supplications the word was issued, so I have come to tell you, for you are highly esteemed. So understand the message and gain understanding in what has appeared. 70 weeks have been determined for your people and for your holy city, to finish the transgression, to make an end of sin, to make atonement for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the Holy of Holies. So you are to know and have insight that from the going out of a word to restore and rebuild Jerusalem until Messiah the Prince, there will be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. It will be restored and rebuilt with plaza and moat, even in times of distress. Then after the 62 weeks, the Messiah will be cut off and have nothing, and the people of the prince who is to come will destroy the city and the sanctuary, and its end will come with a flood. Even to the end there will be war. Desolations are decreed, and he will make a firm covenant with the many for 1 week. But in the middle of the week he will make sacrifice and grain offering cease, and on the wing of abominations will come one who makes desolate even until a complete destruction. One that is decreed is poured out on the one who makes desolate. Daniel 10, and I need some more coffee, obviously. All right. In the third year, so Daniel 10, in the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a word was revealed to Daniel, who was named Belteshazzar. And the word was true and one of great conflict, but he understood the word and had an understanding of what had appeared. In those days, I, Daniel, had been mourning for 3 entire weeks. I did not eat any tasty food, nor did meat or wine enter my mouth, nor did I use any ointment at all until the entire 3 weeks were fulfilled. And on the 24th day of the first month, while I was by the bank of the great river, that is the Tigris, I lifted my eyes and looked, and behold, there was a certain man dressed in linen, whose loins were girded with a belt of pure fine gold of Uphaz. His body was all His body also was like Beryl. His face had the appearance of lightning. His eyes were like flaming torches, his arms and feet like the gleam of burnished bronze, and the sound of his words like the sound of a multitude. Now I, Daniel, alone saw the vision that appeared, but the men who were with me did not see the vision that appeared. Nevertheless, a great terror fell on them, and they ran away to hide themselves. So I alone remained and saw this great vision that appeared. Yet no might remained in me, for my outward splendor turned to a deathly pallor, and I retained no might. But I heard the sound of his words, and as soon as I heard the sound of his words, I fell into a deep sleep on my face, with my face to the ground. Then behold, a hand touched me and set me shaking on my hands and knees. And he said to me, O Daniel, man of high esteem, understand the words that I am about to speak to you and stand upright, for I have now been sent to you. And when he had spoken this word to me, I stood up trembling. Then he said to me, Do not be afraid, Daniel, for from the first day that you gave your heart to understand this and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come in response to your words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia was standing against me for 21 days. Then behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me. Now I had been left there with the kings of Persia. Now I have come to give you an understanding of what will happen to your people in the last days, for the vision pertains to the days yet future. Now when he had spoken to me according to these words, I turned my face toward the ground and became speechless. And behold, one in the likeness of the sons of men was touching my lips. Then I opened my mouth and spoke and said to him who was standing before me, O my Lord, as a result of the vision that appeared, pains have come upon me and I have retained no might. Now how can such a servant of my Lord talk with such as my Lord? As for me, right now no might stands within me, nor does any breath remain within me. Then this one with the appearance of a man touched me again and strengthened me. And he said, O man of high esteem, do not be afraid. Peace be with you. Gather strength and be strong. Now as soon as he spoke to me, I received strength and said, May my Lord speak, for you have strengthened me. Then he said, Do you know why I came to you? But I shall now return to fight against the prince of Persia. So I am going forth, and behold, the prince of Greece is about to come. However, I will tell you what is inscribed in the writing of truth. Now there is no one who exerts strength with me against these forces except Michael, your prince. Daniel 11 verse 1. Now I, in the first year of Darius the Mede, I stood to strengthen and to be a fortress for him. All right, 1 John 2, starting in verse 18. Children, it is the last hour, and just as you heard that Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have appeared. From this we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not really of us. For if they were of us, they would have remained with us, but they went out so that it would be manifested that they all are not of us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you all know I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you do know it, and because no lie is of the truth. Who is the liar but the one who denies that Jesus is the Christ? This is the Antichrist, the one who denies the Father and the Son. Everyone who denies the Son does not have the Father, but the one who confesses the Son has the Father also. As for you, let that which you heard from the beginning abide in you. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise which he himself made to us, eternal life. These things I have written to you about those who are trying to deceive you. And as for you, the anointing whom you received from him abides in you, and you have no need for anyone to teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and just as he has taught you, abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, so that when he is manifested, we may have confidence and not shrink away from him in shame at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone also who does righteousness has been born of him. 1 John 3, the first 6 verses. See how great a love the Father has given to us, that we would be called children of God, and we are. For this reason the world does not know us, because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not been manifested as yet what we will be. We know that when he manifested, we will be like him, because we will see him just as he is. And everyone who has this hope fixed on him purifies himself just as he is pure. Everyone who does sin also does lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. And you know that he was manifested in order to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him sins. No one who sins has seen him or has come to know him. All right, I do want to point out, 1 John 3, verse 1, yeah, very much sounds like the "see how great a love the Father has given to us that we would be called children of God, and we are. For this reason, the world does not know us because it did not know him." That very much sounds like John 15, what is it, verses 17 through 25 or something like that, where it talks about the world being hated by the world. Yeah. Of course, same author, but, you know, speaking to two different audiences there. All right, Psalm 121, a song of ascents. I will lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where shall my help come? My help comes from Yahweh, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to stumble. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will not slumber and will not sleep. Yahweh is your keeper. Yahweh is your shade on your right hand. The sun will not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. Yahweh will keep you from all evil. He will keep your soul. Yahweh will keep your going out and your coming in from now until forever. And finally, Proverbs 28, verses 27 and 28. He who gives to the poor will never want, but he who shuts his eyes will have many curses. When the wicked rise, men hide themselves, but when they perish, the righteous increase. All right, that is our reading for the day. Our evening devotion from Spurgeon's Morning and Evening for December 2nd. The text is from Matthew 20, verse 8. Call the laborers and give them their hire. God is a good paymaster. He pays his servants while at work as well as when they have done it. And one of his payments is this, an easy conscience. If you have spoken faithfully of Jesus to one person, when you go to bed at night, you feel happy in thinking, I have this day discharged my conscience of that man's blood. There is a great comfort in doing something for Jesus. Oh, what a happiness to place jewels in his crown and give him to see of the travail of his soul. There is also very great reward in watching the first budding of conviction in a soul. To say of that girl in the class, she is tender of heart. I do hope that there is the Lord's work within. To go home and pray over that boy who said something in the afternoon which made you think he must know more of divine truth than you had feared. Oh, the joy of hope! But as for the joy of success, it is unspeakable. This joy, overwhelming as it is a hungry thing. You pine for more of it. To be a soul winner is the happiest thing in the world. With every soul you bring to Christ, you get a new heaven upon earth. But who can conceive the bliss which awaits us above? Oh, how sweet is that sentence. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Do you know what the joy of Christ is over a saved sinner? This is the very joy which we are to possess in heaven. Yes, when he mounts the throne, you shall mount with him. When the heavens ring with well done, you shall partake in the reward you have toiled with him. You have suffered with him. You shall now reign with him. You have sown with him. You shall reap with him. Your face was covered with sweat like his, and your soul was grieved for the sins of men as his soul was. Now shall your face be bright with heaven's splendor, as is his countenance, and now shall your soul be filled with beatific joys, even as his soul is. All right, well, that is our episode for the day. Thank you for spending this time with me. I hope you have yourself a wonderful day and a wonderful weekend. And again, I would implore you to worship with the saints. If you are physically able, again, if you're not, we will be live streaming at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Eastern Standard Time, on Facebook at Vail Valley Baptist Church, and on Twitter or X or Twixter or whatever you want to call it at VVB Church. Let's go ahead and pray. O Lord God, there is no blessing we implore, but thou art able to give, hast promised to give, hast given already to countless multitudes, all unworthy and guilty like ourselves. Make us willing to receive the supply of our need from thy bounty. To this end convince us of sin. Soften our hard hearts to bewail our folly, ingratitude, pride, unbelief, rebellion, corruption. Through the law may we die to the law, then look with wonder, submission, delight to the provision thou hast made for the glory of thy name and the salvation of sinners. Give us a hope that makes us not ashamed, a love that excites to holy obedience, a joy in thee that is our strength, a faith in thy Son who loved us and died for us. May we persevere in duty when not fully conscious of thee, wait upon thee and keep thy way, be humble and earnest suppliants at thy feet, live continually as on the brink of eternity. Let us be at thy disposal for the duties and events of life. Submit our preferences to thy wisdom and will. Resign our enjoyments if thou shouldst require it, as our absolute proprietor and best friend. In our unworthiness and provocations, make us grateful for the means of grace and the ordinances of religion, and teach us to profit by them more than we have done. Help us to be in the Spirit on the Lord's Day, to enter upon the Sabbath mindful of its solemnities, duties, privileges, setting all things worldly aside while we worship thee. May we know the blessedness of men whose strength is in thee, and in whose hearts are the highways to heaven. Amen. All right, again, thank you for spending this time with me, and if you want to, you can say hello to my wife, who came down, my wonderful bride, who came down and joined us this morning, and she's the one doing the banging around, which is what happens when I'm so late in recording this. Again, I hope you have yourself a wonderful weekend, and I hope to see you tomorrow morning. Have a good one. God bless.